Hey,
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm good. Dr. Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Ron. Thanks very much. Thanks for the RPX review, by the way. You found a lot of stuff I didn't catch. Thank you.
Oh, welcome. That's our job, you know.
Ron, I'm sorry, Ron, is it, were you going to say just you? I didn't catch it. Your answer.
You and I, and now Mitch.
Mitch. Okay, that's great.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, how you doing?
We call her E.
E?
Ron calls me E.
E. Actually, I think it's sort of cool. E.
Well, my initials used to be EDD, so one of the old MIPL operators used to call me Ed all the time.
Ed, EDD.
Insisted on that, yep.
Did you Ed and flow? Didn't quite work, but... Did you get a call from the imaging node folk?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
About what?
Oh, they've been wondering what to do about the PDF3 information model. And even, oh, you know what I didn't do? Gosh darn it. I forgot to post the minutes and the WAV file.
I did. I got the minutes out there. Did you have minutes more complete than I did?
No, but I got the minutes I sent you guys. Steve updated briefly, and Mitch, I didn't hear back from you, so I assume you didn't have any issue with what I said you said.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ron. I already posted. Okay, your minutes sound like they're longer, so just clobber over what I've got. The WAV file, let me think. I put that on PDS Web 1, but I don't think I got it on Web 2, so let me...
I'll put it on both.
Get...
Hey,
Steve. Always choose 9 a.m. on a Wednesday to crash.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, morning.
How are you?
Good.
Twice within a minute of starting. What's up? What's up?
Oh,
Ron, I know you. Never mind.
How are you?
Hello.
Corey.
Susie?
It's me.
And?
It's me by myself.
Wow.
Everybody else here is sick. Everybody's got the flu.
Oh, wow.
Ron, Lyle sent me an email saying he wasn't probably going to be able to join us this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I've got Patty, Mitch, Chris, Ron, Todd, Carol, myself, Dick, and Susie. Is that correct? Anybody that I missed? Okay.
So did you post those things, or should I do that while we're in the telephone?
I'm sorry. Repeat. What things?
Did you post the WAV file in the minutes?
If I can get back to this thing without crashing here. Let me see. The WAV file is, as I say, it's on PDS Web 1. Let me put it on Web 2 now.
Oh, okay. So... Wait, one more. So we don't think Lyle. So we have geo imaging, PPI rings, no SBN, Carol from SBN, radio science, and yeah, we can get started. So the agenda that Elizabeth put out, thanks, Elizabeth.
You're quite welcome.
Says the first is the input on the node managers. Reactions to PDF3 info model that Steve presented last week. Have people had an opportunity to talk with their node managers on the presentation? Because what we sort of agreed to last time was to go node by node and sort of get a reaction and a very brief. Actually, Mitch, you wanted to say, because actually it was your. Hey, Boris.
Hey.
I promised Elizabeth that we would do this one quickly, so we're not here to discuss the detailed merits or the editorial changes to the document, but if you had a chance to sit down and talk to your node manager, we're looking for the initial reaction. As an example, I spoke to Mark, and then he went through and read the PowerPoint and looked at the document some, and his comments were favorable. That is, he wasn't endorsing the document, but he does think it seems to be going in the right direction, and its approach that will give us more rigor in describing PDS3 and hopefully in moving toward PDS4. So, in principle, he's okay with what we're doing. And that's all I need to hear. If you can give that to me, And I thought if it would be all right, I would run through the rest of the nodes alphabetically by the alphabet. So that means I'm starting with atmospheres. So, Carol, did you corner Mike and get an impression from him? Carol?
What Carol?
Niece.
Carol,
I'm not part of atmospheres.
There is nobody from atmospheres on board. You're thinking of SDN.
I've got you for Ann, yeah. Sorry, we don't have a Lyle, so that puts me down to Geo, which is Susie.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ray has been away for a Phoenix test all week long. We have not had a chance to talk to him about it, but that talking to Ray, I mean, I think he'll just go along with whatever we recommend. And so Keith has returned confused with a couple recommendations, and I think we are on the right track.
Okay, thank you. Imaging.
Yes, Mitch, we have talked to both Lisa and Sue, and as you said in your case, they endorsed the approach, and knowing that, you know, we all know that we're going to be fine-tuning the documents and so on, but there's an endorsement of the approach, so we have support there.
Forrest, did you talk to Chuck?
Yes, I did, and Chuck was chief on that.
Okay, yeah, and I think we all agree on that. Todd.
Hey guys, did you miss me?
Yeah, hi Ann.
Hi Ann.
I'm just running quickly through the notes to get the initial reactions of the node managers. Todd, have you had a chance to talk to Ray? We got Todd on, right?
Todd was here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had to step away. I just walked back. What was the question?
Right, have you had a chance to talk to Ray about the PDS-3 specification and whether or not, in principle, we seem to be going in the right direction?
I have not had a chance. I got back on Monday. We talked briefly. He's off at some Washington meeting now.
Okay.
So we haven't had any chance to kind of go over this. I only now started reading what Steve. I read it some.
That's all right. So small bodies. Carol, are you taking this one, or now that Ann's on here, are you going to punt?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody. Maybe Ann has done so.
Yeah, I talked to Mike. I gave him a copy of the document, and I explained what it was, and he read through it to the point of, you know, seeing what the general gist of it was, and he said, now, am I supposed to understand this? And I said, ultimately, probably not. This is a document for engineers to speak to programmers and things like that. But you need to understand it to the point where if I say it's okay, you can agree with me with confidence. He said, okay.
He was okay with that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that satisfies this requirement. If we have time at the end of the telecon, Elizabeth and Ron, I'd be happy to entertain discussion on this thing. Is Steve on today?
I'm on.
Oh, okay.
I would add actually one more note. I also told him that we were actually in the process of rewriting most of the prose and the glossary, and he said, oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to poll Dick?
I apologize, Dick. I didn't have radio down. Dick?
Yeah, I talk to myself repeatedly. I'm still wallowing in definitions of basic terms.
So is that a question mark, Dick?
No, it's not a question mark. I think we're going in the right direction, but I think I at least need a lot more basics before I'm comfortable with what we end up with.
So was that a semi-endorsed?
Well, no,
the approach is okay. The document, I'm not ready to sign off on by any means.
Just to be clear, I'm assuming that was the question, not so much the document approval, but endorsing the approach.
Correct.
Yeah, and we seem to be there for most of the notes that have had a chance to corner the manager and talk to him for a bit. I'm going to turn the meeting back over to Ron because I promised Elizabeth only 5 minutes. If we have a lot of time at the end of this and we want to talk a bit about specifics of the document, I think that would be useful.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, Mitch. That was helpful.
Steve, I don't know whether does Dan want to weigh in on this or not?
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just wondering whether or not Dan had any reaction, or I assume he's on board with all of this.
Oh, you want an engineering approach?
I don't know, maybe. Okay, forget it. Don't worry about it. I was just, I had engineering on my list, but it's okay.
Well, I think we endorse the document.
I hope so.
I sure hope, yeah. I would hope we do, given.
All right.
No, you're endorsing the approach. I don't think even engineering wants to endorse the document.
You're correct. You're correct, yes.
I apologize, Elizabeth. I took that as read, that
yes.
engineering was on board because Steve would have told Dan what to vote.
You got it. Okay. My apologies.
Right. But I think when it comes to the document, we're, in a way what we're doing is providing a formal specification of the PDS-3 data model, which is somewhat represented in the current PDS data dictionary and other things, but we're doing it in a much more formal way, and we're trying to be more consistent in our representation. Is that, do I understand the goal correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Ron?
Yep.
An awful lot of background noise today. Could we have people mute that aren't?
I think that's Dick breathing. Oh.
Radio science doesn't breathe.
Sorry, some of us don't have mute buttons.
Okay, cool. Much better. Whoever muted, that worked. Are we done? Moving on to the SDRs? First one is SDR 3-1098 movies as a new data object. That's Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm going to cover 1098 and 1099 together because right now we're sort of in the same place, or the work is in common for both of them. I have received input back on the questionnaire that was sent out from Atmospheres, NAIF, Small Bodies, and Radio Sciences, and I definitely still need to get input from the other nodes. I would also like to recruit a volunteer from our working group to compile the results for me, if somebody would be willing to do that.
I'll do it.
Oh, great. I would appreciate that. Okay.
I'm interested in what people said. and I think we should post them. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, because there's currently no real SCR, right?
Well, there is on 1099. I've got a draft thing, but I haven't sent it out to the working group yet. I'm still working on that.
Yeah, and it's not posted anywhere.
No.
It's not for review. Yeah.
No, but I still am. There was that questionnaire that got sent out, though, that I do need a response from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, then the other thing was with regards to 1099 and the SCR, if there is somebody there that would be willing to, actually, what would work better is if we were able to put a telecon together for the working group so that we could assign pieces of that SCR. I'm realizing there's a little bit of work that needs to be done in terms of going through the standards reference, finding all of the places that are going to be affected or impacted by this so that we can note them down as required changes. So things like that. So I think what I'm going to do is probably try and send out an email and get a short telecon put together for that working group, just giving you an FYI on that. Okay, I think that's it for those two.
So I didn't understand the part where you want to identify the parts of the standards that change?
The standards reference?
Yeah.
In other words, we know what we're going to be doing is adding a new, what we're proposing to do is add new acceptable formats for documents. However, that has ramifications in a number of places. We need to find all the tables that have, you know, file extensions. We need to look at the document chapter and identify all the places that need to be updated. We need to find out if there's any other places in the standards reference that are impacted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I missed the operative word document. So
gotcha.
Now I'm on board. Gotcha.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you're done there. Any questions on 1098 or 1099?
Yeah, this is Mitch.
Yes.
Elizabeth, when you were doing the quest to try to wrestle with this thing at the very beginning, did you talk to anybody at ESA, at PSA at all?
No, I haven't. I'm trying to remember if last year I engaged with somebody on that. I'd have to go back and look through my 2007 email on that.
I think Dan did early on, because I think that was a suggestion way early on to see if ESA had already done some work in this area. Susie, you might remember this, and I don't think they had, but
I do not remember anything about it.
Okay,
just doing a quick glance through my movie folder. I'm not seeing any email with anybody over there. So I will have to get back to Dan and follow up on that. Okay, let me, I'll mark that down here on the, so I'll take care of that.
Okay, so you have an action item.
Regarding.
Thanks.
Are there example movie data that...
Oh, plenty. That's one of the things I'm assembling from the questionnaire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on 1098, 1099?
No.
Nope. Moving on to 118, add IDC CISs to volume documentation and standard draft. That's Elizabeth again.
Yeah, there's been no update on this. Ron, we had down on the minutes for the last meeting that you were going to set up a meeting for the working group.
Yeah, I know.
I'm wondering, would it make sense to actually transfer the lead to you? Because I don't really have time to be working on this one.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah, I can do that and not do any more than I did the last time.
Well, at least it'll have your name beside it, so it might remind you better.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm still supposed to set up a telecon. Okay, cool. I will try to do that. And I don't know if this came out of the web, but it's ICDs, not IDC. I don't know if you typed that or...
I'm sorry, it's ICD?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Interface control document
gotcha.
Instead of IDC. Anything else on 118? Nope. How about 119 then? Distinguish required and optional keywords versus projection and image map projection. That's Chris.
Yeah, Ron, I don't have any new updates since the last time, but just to add or just to continue that, I have a standing action item from the group that I'm working on.
Cool.
And I'll be out for the next 3 days, so I'll have to make some progress after that and report on the next cycle.
Gotcha. Thanks. Anything else on 119? No. 1124, PSDD enhancement, add case to keywords of type character. That's me. And I have not done anything. I think there was supposed to be another telecon that I was supposed to set up for that, and I have not done that. So I'll take another note that I'm supposed to do that one too. Cool. Nothing there. So 1126, multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object, valid or not, Anne?
When I made that optimistic statement about being able to do something about it, apparently I cursed my own fortune.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. And then next one, 11.
But what does that mean for the future, Anne?
I don't know.
No more predictions.
I have learned not to make any positive statements. I don't think I'll be doing that again anytime soon. Maybe someday you'll be surprised to get an email message from me on this subject, but I don't know.
1127, pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference, and?
Same thing.
No status.
Actually, that one's not even started. That's not even in progress waiting for me to get back to it.
Yeah, I think you said last time that you're at an impasse on that one until 1126 is resolved.
Well, hang on just a second. I heard a very large noise in the house. They're related. The one is related to the other. So solving the first problem helps to define the second one.
Okay.
Okay. Last one, 1129, add .fit and FTS is reserved extension in table 10.1.
Okay. I sent out an SCR to the group on this one. There was only a couple of comments on the blog. Todd, you had expressed your concern about implications of adding these extensions in terms of accepted file formats, and I think Ann answered that sufficiently. Any further concerns about this?
Oh, it wasn't that. I'm just reading Ann's response, and it wasn't that reserving extension does not mean it's an acceptable archiving format, but I thought part of the indication was people were treating it that way, that the reserved extension list was being used as some sort of acceptable archiving format list.
I would argue that people have tried to use it that
right.
way. Certainly any time we've gotten something like that that's been fed our way, I've responded and said no and pointed out things like what Ann has pointed out, that just because .doc
right.
is in there doesn't mean you can use Word as a valid format for images or whatever.
Now, if Ann's response were part of the text in the chapter about extensions, I would be very happy with that. Because part of what I was saying about seeking some clarity on it is making some clear statements in the text of the document that what it means, what these extensions really do mean.
That's probably not a bad thing.
Okay, let me get back to that part of the chapter if my computer would wake up and do something here. Specification and naming, reserved directory names, files, et cetera, reserved extensions.
Because I like what, you know, the two bulleted points that Ann had in the response are, would be perfect text to put at the beginning of the extensions, the section on extensions.
Let's see if I can find this.
even though two is very specific to fits. But
I was going to say, was I very sarcastic? I apologize. I might have been. It's been a bad month.
I'm sorry for just how slow this is going here.
Yeah, I mean, I could do, you know, we could just leave that as my comment.
Okay, well,
I mean,
what I would like to do, though, is to get out an update to actually change the SCR and then send that out for an e-vote this week. I'm not hearing that there's a need for a lot of further discussion. Is that correct?
Not, well, for me, no.
Okay.
I think point one and Anne's should definitely be part of the text in the documentation.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I will update the where is it? The impact assessment. No, not the impact. Proposed solution. Requested changes section of the SCR to include something along the lines of Anne's text as an addendum to the paragraph in the standards reference describes the reserve extension. And then I'm going to send that out for an e-vote this week.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. This is Mitch, and I'm remiss again. I'm a bit confused. So if a file comes in and it's labeled .fits, what is it actually? Is it an image file, a table file, whatever it feels like, so long as it's in the FITS format? Right now, we don't use the same extension for an image as we do for a table, and I'm wondering if that distinction is no longer going to be the case.
Okay, well, number one, we're only using .fit or .fts, and that's correct, right? We're not adding FITS as a reserved extension?
Well, it's a little silly to reserve an extension of four characters when we only allow users to use two characters.
Yeah, I'll concede the FIT or FTS.
But we actually do have two other four-character extensions that we now permit, TIFF and
HTML. I wasn't
HTML.
Looking for the four characters. I was looking for, right now, if I look at .tab, I know it's a table.
Right.
.img, it's an image. .fit is either.
.fit means it is in the it is compliant to the FIT standard, in the same way that .jpg means that it is compliant to the JPEG standard. It doesn't tell you anything about what you'll actually see if you investigate the file with different types of software.
I think it could be either an image or a table, basically, yeah.
Yeah, we've ingested FITS tables with the .fit extension.
My understanding is that if you had a FITS file, a PDF file that was also consistent with FITS, you could label it as either IMG or FIT. That would be the data provider's choice. Both would be compliant with standards.
Possibly, but we wouldn't give them the choice because in every other case that I'm aware of in PDF, .img means a raster image with an attached PDF label.
That is not necessarily true. IMG does not imply the use of the attached PDF label. It can be detached. For example, in Vicker, we use the .img. When we have a Vicker formatted file, PDF detached label, we use IMG as well. IMG simply implies the raster image data with a PDF label, either attached or detached, and there may or may not be an additional header.
From our point of view, the .fit extension is significant to our users. If the file is compliant with the FIT standard, it should have the .fit.
And that's fine. I have no objection to that. I'm just saying that's not universal across the PDF. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any objections to me sending this out this week for an e-vote?
Oh, sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Anything else on this one, on 1129?
Nope.
Okay. I'd like to go back to Mitch, but before, since we've not been occupying a whole lot of time with standards, and since I've got some people on the working group for 118 and 124 on the telecon, could we spend a half hour or so once Mitch wraps up to see where we are? And maybe we could move forward at least a little bit.
Sure, which ones? You said 1118 and?
And 1124.
Okay.
Ron, did you mean just the working group or everybody?
Just the working group. We can actually just pick one of these. Susie, I sent you an email, I believe, last Wednesday because you wanted a one-week warning.
Yes, so before Mitch gets back to data models, I have a couple questions, and that's one of them.
Oh, okay.
Is now the time?
Uh-huh, sure.
Well, you reminded me to say something about units, and I did send email to the PDF tech schema group, but apparently it didn't go through. Did anybody get my email about units sent Monday?
No.
No.
Did not see it.
Well, that's why I asked you, Elizabeth. So can I just forward this to you, Elizabeth, or Ron, who's the right person, and then you can distribute it for me?
Send it to me if you would.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
And then you might want to explore why that. What the message I got back was, cannot be delivered now. We'll keep trying 3 or 4 days. So it may work out okay. But I'll send it to Ron.
Okay.
My second question is about an old SCR that should have been done by now. And that one is the one about adding precision to start and stop time so that we can have a 6-digit.
Do you have an ID on that?
It's SCR 3-1104. To increase the precision.
Approved.
Sorry, I got distracted. Wasn't that done?
Yes.
It's approved. It may not have been updated in the data dictionary yet. I'll have to look into that.
Well, the latest status that's on there is status equals test release. I'm not sure what that means. And that was from last May.
Oh, dang it. This is a problem with the, okay. I'll look into it, Susie, and get back to you.
Thanks. It's just turning up in validations again, and I thought it had been fixed.
All right.
That's all I had, Ron.
Cool. Okay. So Mitch, why don't we turn it back over to you?
Okay. Having unmuted my phone now, I can participate. Yes. I don't know that it goes over to me or over to Steve, but I'll start, and Steve will try to save me every chance he gets. Once again, we're not going to try to list the specific problems like there's no cube object yet. But in terms of making this document, first off, more readable, what things need to be added? And the first thing I've noticed in the newest version is that the terminology section 5 doesn't address tag. We put in a new section, but we didn't actually expand the terminology in the section to address that.
Wasn't actually time for a rewrite.
Is it somebody talking, or is it just gone quiet?
I was talking.
Oh. Adam's talking. Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, didn't we come up with the expression tagged object at the telecon where we were telling everybody to take this document and show it around? There hasn't been time for a rewrite, has there?
That's true.
Yeah, no, this is not a complaint. This is
this is big ticket items.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my comment there is that I believe that, well, Anne did the rewrite comments, and so the rewrite, or at least I say an edit.
Fading on me there, Steve.
Anne did the rewrite of the introduction, and Dick is now reviewing it, and I'm thinking another technical edit would fix those type of problems.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it really shouldn't be me talking. I get a lot of time to talk to the working group, so I'm really looking for comments from the people who aren't on the working group as a first shot, especially if you've had a chance to look at the revised document that's on the webpage, which is like version F.
F, yeah. This is Steve. Yeah, just a couple of comments. I received a little from Irma Trejo from the Atmospheres node. First looked through it, and he said that SPICE was not being modeled properly, and I said, okay, let's work on that. So,
hey, Steve?
Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt. I think while you're talking, there's something else is muting you out, so we couldn't hear a portion of what you said.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out.
Okay, is this better?
Well, we'll find out. The problem is that it sounds like a loose wire in the microphone. It's
right,
and then
yeah.
Nothing at all.
I've got a request in for a new phone, so I'm working on that. Okay, well, I picked up the handset, and hopefully this will take care of it. I'm just going over the input that I've had in terms of detailed review of the document. Irma Trejo at the Atmospheres node had gone through it and provided a lot of input, so I've been fixing that. Boris, he looked through it and said that the SPICE, basically SPICE was not properly modeled, and so he and I will be working on that. I admitted that I really hadn't spent a lot of time with SPICE. I think there was one conversation with Chuck, so we're working on that. Other than that, there's been general comments, for example, stuff that was made last time from Keith and Susie, and those have been addressed. I guess my suggestion, if people are looking for where to start on this, is that if we're trying to capture PDS3, then the easy parts are the catalog parts and the data format parts. So if you're interested in trying to wade into the document and understand whether or not the model is correct, you know, most of us have filled out catalog templates, and you've read you know, Appendix B of the center's reference. What you should find is everything in the center's reference you should find verbatim in that model, and that'll help basically you know, get you into the model with something that's familiar. Likewise, if you're looking at the data formats, we've tried to capture the generic objects that are in Appendix A. And so there should be a one-to-one mapping. So, for example, if you see a required keyword that is, something that should be a required keyword that isn't, that's a problem. I need to fix it. Now, I'll be doing some of that, but I've been known to miss things in the past. So, but that would be some in a way for you to get into the document and very useful for feedback from the nodes.
Steve, I'm a little concerned. I've been working through this, but I had, number one, I guess I thought Mitch had, you had said that we should send our comments back to the entire PDS tech group. What's concerning me is, since I haven't seen anything going to the entire group, I've been going through the whole thing in a lot of detail. If there's people that have already done work on certain areas, then I'd rather focus my efforts elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay, Steve, would it be possible for you to send the comments that you've already received out to the entire group so we can see what's been done?
The comments have been, are now currently reflected in the latest version,
okay.
So it might not be necessary. And really, I can't. I think you're doing something much more comprehensive than's been done in the past. So
all right. Okay.
We'll make sure that yours, all future comments should go out to the group. I agree.
Okay. And the other thing is, I'm probably going to be sending comments out in phases because if I wait until I'm done with everything, I'll never get the thing out. So
okay.
I'm just going to work on one part, send it out, et cetera. I'll just let you guys know that in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And If it's too hard to do, let it go, Steve. But one of the problems I have with people sending you comments directly and then you working on them is we may not all have agreed with them.
I understand that. Okay, I will forward Keith's comments I just got today.
Okay.
Irma's comments were pretty much editorial, you know, misspelled words and things like that, which were easy to fix. And by the way, you know, basically we had a rewrite anyway. So.
Do you want a few more comments, I guess? In terms of how we're structuring the document more?
Sure.
Well, one sort of editorial in the terminology section, I usually like to see the term being defined in a, like, bold face or something in these definitions. So that
yeah.
When you say an object is a specific instance, make object bold because that's what you're defining. It helps to... you know, since you're not, all these definitions don't start with the word that you're defining.
It means one of us is going to have to buy a tech manual, Steve.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I think that's doable.
That's just a visual
yeah.
aid.
Yeah.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
That was just kind of the one editorial comment. But the other
sure.
is, you know, there's an ISO standard out there called, I think it's 11179, right? It's 11179.
Yeah, note well.
Yeah, that specifies kind of
sarcastic.
How, right. But not all parts of that standard, I think, are applicable. I mean, there's I think part 3 tells you how to represent a data
the
model.
Yeah, the word on the street is 11179 is is absolutely impossible to completely implement, but you definitely can look and find parts of it that are useful.
Right. I think part 4 and 5 define kind of how you do dictionaries and things like that, and it's more best practices kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But in that regard, it's like we have a lot of terms that are defined in sections. You know, when we define each of the classes, section 7 or those, and those. It might be nice to have all those definitions taken out into like a real dictionary. In case they get recycled.
As opposed to the glossary in the back, you mean?
Well, I think what Todd is referring to are the class definitions, for example, the definition of data set or the definition of maybe instrument.
No, the attributes and classes.
Oh, the attributes. Well, in either case, I guess my comment here is that for the most part, a lot of those are verbatim out of our dictionary. So what I think Todd is pushing toward, which is an issue, is at what point do we clean up our definitions? And I'm
kind of. It's more if I want to look up, say, target description, where do I go to find that? I have to search through all the different class definitions to find it. You know, if I know a term It's more kind of like if I, as we look at a label and we say, what is this, where do I go find the definition of it, to have it as sort of a separate document that's very kind of
alphabetical
listing of all the attributes defined.
I guess I'm a little confused. The if you look at the HTML version of the document and you're looking, for example, for the definition data set ID, if you click on data set ID, you go to the data dictionary, which has the PDS data dictionary definition.
Ah, but that's the click-on issue. You know,
yeah,
you'd like to have just a dictionary. You know, just an alphabetical listing of these things.
The alphabetical listing of the data attributes. I'm sorry, an alphabetical listing of the attributes and their definitions,
mm-hmm,
is what you're asking for?
Yeah.
I thought that's what's in the data dictionary. I guess I'm still confused. That's the section. I don't know, what section is it? Somebody can help me here for a second.
Oh,
I
see. Section 13.
Section 13, okay.
I hadn't quite got to section 13.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think all the definitions are there. Any attribute that's used that's also in the PSDD, it has its definition listed in the data dictionary. Now, what I did do is I added a section after each table, each class, that simply listed those attributes that were in that class along with its definition, and the purpose for that was for the PDF document. Since you aren't able to click, I just put them right below it, but they still exist in the data dictionary. And in fact, I put a comment out asking for people to respond whether that was useful or not.
Okay, you have it. I just, unfortunately, I hadn't got past about page 40.
it is rather long. Yeah.
Just as a suggestion, it's a lot easier to work with the HTML version, at least that's been my experience, than the PDF.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a try then. All right. Thanks. So you don't think ISO 11179 have any relevance?
No. I say it definitely does. In fact, it absolutely does apply to the dictionary. Yeah. So we should be looking into that as we get into it. I think a lot of the issues and problems associated with PDS3 are really associated with the data dictionary. And when we start looking at the data dictionary model, we should consider the ISO 11179 model, because that's where it started, was a data element data dictionary. I firmly agree with you on that one, Todd.
Okay.
But we really haven't, at this point, from what I know, really addressed the data dictionary model itself. Yeah, that's of course, that's out to the nodes. So they can decide whether or not the data dictionary model needs to be included in the PDS3 specification. I bottled it. The PDS model for the data dictionary is in the tool. I just not there's no section which includes that. And if we want to put that out, to me, Mitch, you can kind of speak to this. At this point, I think we're trying to keep it focused on what we have. Let's get that in shape, and then we can expand into the other areas, like the data dictionary, as we need.
Well, see, one of the questions I want to ask you, but I haven't had time to do it this morning, was things like, it seems to me that if you're going to include objects like Node, which is an object I have never personally encountered, but I think you told me it was included because it's part of the operational system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then objects like element definition and object definition and data set housekeeping and release, they should all be in there as well, preferably in a section entitled operational whatever. But I don't have a document in front of me and I can't get to a copy of it, so I don't know if they're actually in there and I just missed them. But basically, if I go through the data dictionary file, everything that is defined as an object ought to be in this document someplace.
I agree emphatically with Ann.
Some of the operational stuff is already defined, and I can create a new section and just start including them if you wish, yeah.
I think that's probably the cleanest way to do it, because they are a sort of different class from everything else.
Yeah, sure.
But if we're looking to document the entire system, then we need to document it.
Yep. Okay, so I'm hearing we'll add if everybody agrees, I'm hearing that we'll add an operational section and just start putting in things like data element, object definition, and you mentioned a couple others. Make sure I get them.
The element definition, the object definition, specific and generic, if there's actually a difference between those two objects.
Sure.
And the data set housekeeping object, which I know is in the data dictionary, and the lease object, which I honestly don't remember whether or not it's in the data dictionary.
Yeah. And then inventory node media.
Yeah, anything like that that's used for manipulating the database, I guess, in one way or another.
Sure. Yep. No problem. Any other comments? So again, they can do that pretty easily. They have the operational, but again, keep those letters and cards coming in terms of reviewing the catalog, especially the catalog in the data formats area. Mitch, is there anything else you want to bring up, or?
If you're talking, you're on mute again.
Sorry, yes, I was talking. Thank you, Ann.
Uh-huh.
And I was really enjoying myself.
I actually was wondering whether or not we should probably have a deadline for another round of updates or something.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a working group telecom next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we need to have comments before that.
Okay, so we could plan on another working group sometime on Tuesday, and we'd like to have comments by this weekend then, or is it by Monday?
That would be good.
What do you want, comments by Monday or by Friday?
If you want us to do anything with them, then Friday would be great, because then we have a chance to work with it. If we just get them on Monday, then all we can do is kind of read through and digest them, I guess. So I'd prefer, if you can get them in by Friday, it would be great, but please definitely get them in by on Monday at the latest.
Okay. Now am I talking again?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, I quickly go through this, and I start in Chapter 8, which this week is Data Object Classes, and it has a table and table ASCII and binary. And then I go down to Chapter 9, Section 9, which are Label Classes, and it has tagged table ASCII and binary. And when I click on any of those, start with table, there are no inherited attributes. And I would have thought they would have inherited attributes the higher level from the object.
Okay.
But that's not my real problem.
Okay, the first comment there would be, I mean, a comment directly to that would be that when we remove the base classes, then our base class became the generic. So all attributes are available. And so in a sense, everything is inherited. There are no new attributes. Or did I misunderstand your point?
When you go from table to spectrum, there are no inherited attributes?
I'm trying to get the site up here. I need to look to see exactly what we're talking about here.
No, spectrum has inherited attributes.
Okay. I don't have a document to look at, so I'm trying to follow the conversation.
We're getting confused between table and spectrum versus tagged table and tagged spectrum.
Right. Thank you. The tagged objects, the whole section tagged, have no inherited attributes. They have no attributes at all, so that may be correct. But it bothers me.
Okay. So you're saying that if we look at table and table ASCII, everything is inherited properly. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so now if I go to tagged table and tagged table ASCII, tagged table has no attributes, no inherited attributes. It only has associations and inherited associations. So therefore, tagged ASCII would inherit no attributes or inherited attributes. So it's consistent.
Okay. That means I need more information on what we really mean by tag. So now jump down to the next section and go to data product table ASCII.
Okay.
Where apparently the only inherited attribute is end, or SFDU.
Okay, so if we go back to, table is a type of detached label product. And that is a type of data product. Okay.
Are we using the word tagged to mean attached?
No, what we mean by tagged is,
because that's something new, right?
Yeah, no, I realize that.
I missed last week, I'm sorry.
Right. So, again, I kind of give you a little bit of background, and it might help everybody else too. is that, again, we say that if you look at Appendix A of the standards of reference, you have a lot of things we call PDS objects, things like image and table and so on and so forth. These are now called the data format classes. Basically, these are classes that are templates or, if you want, blueprints for creating descriptions of, for example, image or table. The way the PDS works is that it takes these descriptions, for example, image description, and it links it, it points to the actual bits that make up the image. That's what we're calling the tagged image in this case. That if you have a description, a PDS object with the keywords filled out, and you have a pointer, and you have a sequence of bits, which is the actual image, that triple is our tagged image. That's what we're calling it, just an arbitrary name we came up with. There had never been a name for this before, and in this formal model, we had to come up with a name for that triple concept, the description, the pointer, and the actual data object.
But how does that differ then from, say, the, an image data object, which also has a data object pointer as an inherited association?
Well, we're defining data object to simply be a sequence of bits with no information about it. It's simply that, just a binary sequence of bits with no metadata. That's a data object in the definitions as far
right,
as this
image, image is a subclass of that, or, you know, an image inherits the attributes of a data object, and an image has all these attributes that are associated with that stream of bits, right, that the image describes.
No, a data object is simply a sequence of bits other than an attribute that says it's a binary string. It has no attributes, no relationships, no association, no metadata.
Okay, but let's take
So there's no inheritance.
Let's take the image object.
The image, the description of an image. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. 8.16 image.
Okay.
It has a list
of attributes. Wait, 1 second while I go back and make sure I'm with you. Everybody else can follow along here if you wish. So we're going to, can everybody get to the document, by the way?
I can't, but
yes.
Okay,
if anybody wants to get to the document, it's the PDS Engineering page. If you need the URL, I can spell it out. Otherwise, we're going from there. So I'm Todd. I'm back with you. We're looking at what? 9 what?
Well, 8.16.
Oh, I'm sorry. 8.
Which is the image data object class.
Okay, so that is our classic PDS object, which describes a generic image.
Right. Now, this object describes all the attributes of an image, and then it also has, it uses pointer, which is a data object pointer.
Right.
Now, that pointer points to the bytes, right?
Right.
The stream of bytes or whatever, wherever they're stored.
Right.
Okay, if I use that class and create an image object, in other words, fill out the attributes, have an instance of that class, how does that differ from a tagged image?
The combination of the description, which would be created from the image object, with the pointer and with the sequence of bits is the tagged image. That is a tagged image. That's
okay. Steve, should Chapter 8 be entitled Data Object Description Classes?
What's its title now?
Data Object Classes.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I would prefer. These are object description classes, not data classes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I prefer.
Then does it really use a data object pointer?
The description does, yes.
Once
you use it, it's a tagged image.
Well, actually, I think you're both right. Look at tagged image. Okay, tagged image consists of the description, the pointer, and the data. That is, in other words, it's kind of a container, like a container or a package. So a tagged image consists of three things, conceptually: the description, the data object, and the pointer to it. Now, there is a relationship, a conceptual relationship, that the description uses a pointer. That's an association as opposed to containment. Todd, there's two relations, I guess, which you're pointing out here. And there's two relations. One is a containment relationship. That is, a pointer is a part of a tagged image, but an association is that the tagged image, the description uses the pointer.
Okay.
So there's two separate relationships, Todd, that you're looking at.
So hierarchically speaking, tagged image is actually the parent. It's the container, as you say, for the description and the actual data object.
And the pointer.
Now, so logically, shouldn't Chapter 9 be before Chapter 8?
We kind of start at the bottom. We first define...
Oh, you want to start at the bottom.
Yeah,
okay.
We start at the bottom. You're right. We could separate the other way around.
Okay. So you've got the object descriptions, the label.
Actually, you kind of start at the top with the catalog stuff, but...
Well, no. The catalog are just simply descriptions. Simple descriptions in chapter 9 are also descriptions, but they're descriptions of actual data. Chapter 8 are descriptions of more physical objects, conceptual objects, so on and so forth. Catalog objects, basically.
So we need to rename section 9 as well. It's not really label classes.
What is it?
A good question.
Well, it's the classes we need to create a label. See, this is what's important about this model is that we never understood what a product is. And to be able to define a product, we had to have an intermediary set of objects or classes, And those are the tagged objects. Those are the things like the identification data elements, so on and so forth. So Chapter 9 are just the pieces or the components of a label.
Okay, help me here for a sec. Let's translate back into our old terminology.
Sure.
A tagged object is a label?
No. A tagged object was never defined in PDS3. It's a new concept.
The label components equate to the object descriptions, right?
The label component, right. Basically, chapters 1 and appendix A and B of the standards reference are sections 7 and 8.
That I understand, but what I'm trying to get at is if you think of the components of a product, how does that translate into what your layout that you've got here?
Good question. Where in the standards reference do we define a product except in the, there's an interesting diagram that lays out what a label is, and it talks about identification. I can't remember what section that is.
5.1 has got sort of the fundamental labeling methods.
One of the long-standing problems with PDS3 is that the concept of product is not well-defined.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I no argument there. I'm just trying to figure out how we're doing it.
Some
had 5.1 and 5.2 maybe what you're looking for.
Some had a good, or I think some people had what they felt was a good understanding of what a product was. But
yeah, but yeah. Unfortunately there are bits of the standard that contradict that.
Yeah, so...
And when you start getting to some of the more bizarre cases, then things break down.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we're trying to describe everything, including those bizarre cases, so it gets tricky. If I understand correctly, a tagged data object is the bits that constitute the actual data. The high-level object that describes that part of the data, and the pointer that points to it.
If you want the official word, it's Chapter 4. And I always found that to be pretty clear.
In terms of what Ann just mentioned?
In terms of what a data product is. It's a label and a data object.
Yeah, unfortunately, have the combined detached label.
I think it still applies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still works.
Yep. I agree. Yeah.
Except you also need to throw in a pointer.
Exactly. The pointer has always been kind of just hang around. And what I've tried to do is to make it formal that a pointer is a class. It's something that exists, and so why not model it? So the combination of the description, the pointer, and the bits make up this thing called the tagged, whatever we're calling it now, tagged object.
Okay, then what the heck is Chapter 10?
I'm sorry?
If I have this one now, I have a tagged image. What is an image product? What is the data product image? How does that differ from the tagged image? What has it got in addition?
For example, if you look at the... Figure 5.2 and the standards reference.
In the standards reference.
In the standards reference, yeah.
This is the section, it breaks down the components of a label. It's got the label standards identifiers at the top. It's got the file characteristics, pointers to data objects, identification data amounts, descriptive. Then
yeah.
It has the data object definitions in the end statement.
Yeah. So to answer Mitch's question, that a product is a PDS label roughly represented by 5.2,
okay,
as well as all the sequence of bits that points to. And so how it has been modeled is that every section on 5.2, you can look at this from a conceptual perspective, has become a class. So the label identifiers is a class of attributes, or elements, I'm sorry. The file characteristic data elements are a class. Then skipping the data pointers for a second, identification data elements are a class. And those are pretty straightforward. Those are defined in the label classes. Those are the things we need to be able to create a product label from. Well, when you get to the data object definitions on figure 5.2 toward the bottom there, we can define the individual data object definitions. That's section eight right now. But the point is, though, that in combination with the pointers and the actual sequence of bits, those form our tagged objects now, tagged image. And so product are these classes for the label as well as these tagged image and tagged histograms, so on and so forth.
Okay, once again, which part is the tagged part? That's the descriptive data elements?
Well, the bottom there, it says data object definition.
Data object definition.
Okay, so if you take that data object definition, the object equal to image,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that is our image object,
so
description object.
That information is available to me at the time I have a tagged image.
The tag image includes that, as well as the pointer up in the third group, as
yeah.
well as the sequence of bits.
Oh, goodness, yes. Okay, happy now.
Okay, I'm not. I got to confess, Steve, the way things are laid out here, I cannot figure out what the heck these are. I'm really struggling with this.
You're still talking about the tagged image?
Section 9 versus Section 10 and how that relates to the way we've always done things. I'm
looking at the section, figure 5.2.
I'm looking at it, too.
Okay. So if you're looking at a tagged image, how does the tagged image relate to this? Okay, what we're looking at is simply a PDS label, which is only descriptive information.
Right.
Okay. Now, we want to create Mitch said he wanted to create a product. How do we create a product from this? Well, to create a product, we take a label and we point toward a bunch of sequence of bits.
Right.
Okay, we got a lot of pointers sitting up there, the image pointer, the histogram pointer. So the way the model works is it says I'm going to combine the object equals image description with its pointer and with the sequence of bits and call that a tagged image.
Okay, then what is the data product image? Is that the bits?
The tagged image is the object equals image.
No, not tagged. Forget tagged. Chapter 10, data product image.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're in chapter 10.
Well, I'm trying to understand
okay.
the difference between the two.
Okay, I need a pointer on chapter 10. What am I looking at?
For example, data product image.
I'm sorry.
Chapter 10, and you're in the specification, Steve.
I was looking at chapter 10 in the standard reference. No wonder I couldn't understand what you're talking about. Okay, what is that in chapter 10? Okay, so let's go to data product image. So what we're saying is a data product image has an inherited attributes and SFTU. It has a primary label data object. Actually, now it's called the tagged image. It's got one or more of those, and it can also have a header and a histogram.
But what is it?
And what is what?
What is the data product image? I mean, you've told me that the tagged image is the entire thing. It's the label, the pointer, and the bits.
Okay.
What is the data product image?
So if we have a description of pointer and the bits called a tagged image, we also have a description of pointer and bits. It's called a header. I can create a data product image by including those as primary and secondary LDOs, as well as include instantiations of identification data elements, the implicit file object.
Lost me. I'm sorry. Okay.
There was something that you said, Elizabeth, that might cast some illumination on this. You said that a tagged image was the data, the label, and the pointer. That's not true.
Okay.
The tagged image is the data, the label fragment that describes the structure of that data, and the pointer.
Very good.
Thank you. So, okay, and then the data product image is that plus the whole rest of the label.
Oh!
Is that correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Right now, you guys,
and by the way, when we're rewriting the terminology sections, what we do is we take this image, figure 5.2 from the standards reference, and use colors to indicate the sections that are incorporated at the level of tagged and the sections that are incorporated from the label object itself.
Does that make sense? That would work, yeah.
Okay.
So that we can see what's happening. Because we all see the label as an entity, but, of course, what the software doesn't, it sees it in fragments.
Right.
Right. And the model sees it in fragments.
Okay.
Oops.
I know that this document is written more to software people and that kind of thing, but I got to tell you, somebody who's new to the PDF coming in is not going to be able to make heads or tails of this.
Ultimately, we're going to have to do the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah.
It's the version that, first off, the managers will be able to read and understand. And I'm not saying we have to dumb it down for managers. I'm saying that they don't have the time or the inclination to get into it.
Right, right. I mean, there are sections of this that are very, very well written. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say the whole thing is – I'm just – the layout of the different sections.
It takes a long time to get your head around
right.
all of what we're
going
to have.
Yeah. I mean, from the very beginning, we said, you know, and I'm really kind of apologizing here, is that this is a data engineering notation.
And I understand that.
And unless
and
you've, you know, worked with this for, you know, at least 6 months, it's
right.
probably you know, a little
right.
confusing. But the important part of this is that now we can do, right, verification tools.
Right.
And, you know, whatever, you know, generation tools, which will produce compliant products as opposed to, well, geez, we think it is, you know.
Okay.
You know,
I think the suggestion that Mitch had about a diagram that color-coded or however you want to do it that identifies the different components and how they relate to the different chapters or sections of the specification would be very helpful.
Yes.
And Anne's word fragment is really useful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, one thing that would be very useful, I think, since this is really supposed to be a formalization of the PDS3 standards, is putting in references to the standards documents that were the basis for whatever is the content of a section. Because, you know, during the conversation, go back to the standards reference chapter 5, and this is where we got the following things from that are now represented in this formal specification language.
Ooh, I think that's really going to be hard to do, Todd, because this document was produced by the software that went in and digested all of PDS. And so quite often the sections are not clearly derived directly just from a section of the PDS standards.
But what are the controlling documents or at least reference documents that were used as part of this?
In the introduction, they used the data dictionary, the standards rep, and the online archives.
And some examples and some best practices. I think it's going to be hard enough to get the document so it works without all the links back to the original sources.
Yeah, and in fact, that was one of the problems with earlier versions was there was too much concentration on where it came from, and you lost sight of where it was or where it was going.
The other thing is when, like in the product label, data product image, we referenced a primary LDO, but isn't that really now a primary tagged data object or?
Yes,
good
point.
Label or even use the term fragment that just came up. So.
Yeah, it's a living document, and it seems like almost every 3 or 4 days we change one of the key terms.
Right.
So as things converge, as we agree on what terms we want to use, then definitely we'll try to make this all consistent. Yeah.
Right, but once you introduce tag, now you know when you're referring to a tagged item as a labeled data object.
That'd be confusing.
That's
confusing. Sure,
mixing,
I'm sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Unfortunately, terms like fragment assume a context. It works for Elizabeth because she's working backwards from a PDF label.
Right.
This document is supposed to be building up from the ground.
Yeah. I would prefer tagged.
Explanatory section. You just go in and say, okay, for those of you trying to relate a PDF image as an example, as this and this, maybe with that.
The phrase
and
book.
These are where those pieces go by the time you've dissected it, made a rigorous model of the PDS.
Yeah, it's like the Berlitz phrase.
Do that.
I just have one more question. I heard Elizabeth's light go on, so maybe it's a little mute, but the one thing I don't fully understand is why
the reference to the bits is not a core attribute of a data object. Why we need that tagged object class to introduce the reference to the bits.
Can you give us the context in the document? What are you looking at?
Well, if we start in Chapter 9 on, say, tagged image.
Okay, Chapter 9, tagged image. Okay.
The tagged image is basically the image description and the bits, at least a reference to the bits. Right?
And the pointer.
Well, the pointer indicates where the bits are, right?
Okay. Yeah. So
it's in this file of starting at this byte offset or whatever.
Yeah. And I guess, Todd, for you, we're saying that these are associations, and more specifically, these are aggregations. Okay. In other words, we're saying that a tagged image has an image, a data object, and a data pointer. Right? I mean,
right. The reference to the bits is a attribute that gets bundled up into what's called a tagged image.
I guess I don't want to go to the extent of how it's implemented. I'm just saying that conceptually it's a container for these three things. I mean, whether it's physically, in one file or whether it's three separate files, that's not the point. Right now, it's just simply a container type concept, and these are simple aggregation. This is aggregation relationships.
Okay. Well, then I guess putting it in those terms, why doesn't the image object have the data pointer?
When you say image object, do you mean the sequence of bits?
No, let me go back and get the right term here. You have the image data object currently is identified as uses a pointer. Why isn't it that the data
image.
The image data object doesn't.
Where's image data object? I'm sorry.
Okay, he's in section 8. Okay, 816.
816.
That's the image data object. That's the image description.
Well, it's in the data object section. That's why I was saying. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, okay.
Data object.
I really think the title to 8 is wrong. And somebody said it earlier. This is data object description. These are classes that we use to create descriptions, not to create data objects. That's a key point here.
So
it's a misnomer.
The tag creates the data object. Is that correct?
The tag is simply the triple. It contains the sequence of bits, the pointer, and the description is the tag, whatever the tag is. The tag image, for example, is the description of the image, the pointer to the image, and the data object, which is a sequence of bits that's being described.
Okay. All right.
So if you go to data object, the definition of data object, that's 9.1, it simply says it is a sequence of bits, and the point here is there is nothing else known about data object except that it's a sequence of bits. And until you have a description of this, which the PDS creates by using ODL, we have no idea what that sequence of bits is.
Okay.
It just simply.
I just realized where I was going with my question, and it's really not an appropriate question for capturing PDS3 because this pretty much captures PDS3. I'm thinking more in terms of PDS4.
Okay.
This kind of question, I think, is something we need to address in terms of how these associations are
together. You want to send me your question and we can just talk about it offline?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I realize that my question is kind of going more towards a future representation, not capturing what PDS3 really is, because this really gets pretty close to doing that. So.
That's all I was trying to do, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but feel free to send your question and we can dialogue on that.
Yeah, I think we'll have some discussion in our working group.
In our working group, yeah, okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That wasn't me.
That's Mitch. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Well, I'm partially deaf now, but there we go again.
There we go again.
This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system.
Okay, that was me. I apologize. I tried to get onto the headset, and it just won't go in far enough to make it work.
I'm ready to suggest that perhaps we table the discussion at this point, having made limited breakthroughs, and give us a chance to digest, unless somebody else has a burning question on this issue. Anybody want to second the motion to move on to the next thing?
Sure.
I second. Or third?
I guess Steve gets two votes.
Okay. So next week we're we tabled that, right? Which brings us to the end of the agenda.
Yeah. Can I add one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Susie just sent me an email mentioning that she hadn't received the movie questionnaire. That's because it was sent out to the MC. Is there anybody else who didn't get it from their manager and would like me to send it directly?
You should send it to the whole tech group.
I'll just send it to the tech group. All right. Okay.
Okay. So that concludes the agenda.
I'm sorry to backtrack a little, but I'm confused about the movie questionnaire because I know I didn't see it, but I'm not sort of surprised because Carol has been taking care of the movie thing, but you said you got a response from SBN, and I was assuming that was from Carol. Is that true?
Yes,
it is.
Okay, good. That makes sense.
Yes. Tony and Laurie both gave input from the movies that have been done in SBN so far.
Cool. So how did you get it? Are you on the MC mailing list?
How did I get that? It came up in my email box.
Oh, you can't. Are you listed as an alternate on the MC?
Guys, I have to go. I'll be back, but I've got to deal with the furnace issue.
Okay. Anyway, I'll send it out to the whole tech group.
So those of us who already have it can ignore it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, anything else? Cool. Next week we're scheduled to have Todd's scheduled to do a PDF-4 information model presentation. And then we're back on our standard telecoms, I believe, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
Yeah.
I thought the PDF-4 data model presentation was on the 20th of February.
That's what I thought.
I had it listed as the 6th as well. Let me check the minutes from last meeting.
I don't have anything down.
After I responded to Ron, I checked my calendar, and I had it on the 20th.
I'm not planning on being around the 6th of February.
No, you're right. 213, no, yeah. 213 is scheduled. So the 6th we're off. The 13th was standard, and 220 was the PDF-4 information model.
But I didn't have anything on the 13th for PDF Tech, but that's fine. I can put it on. But I guess the 20th I think would be more appropriate for PDS4 discussion because I hope we can wrap up the PDS3 discussions by then.
It would be nice to finish 3 before we launch into 4, otherwise
right.
We're going to get completely confused.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Okay. So everybody agree with the 13th for the next standards telecom?
Sure.
Yep.
And then the 20th will be, well, that gives you a little more time, Todd, yeah? Will be the PDF-4 information model. Yep, my confusion.
Okay, I've had the PDF-4 one labeled as the data model. Are we changing that to information model? Or?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to call
Todd,
it?
What do you...
Well, the working group was set up for a data model.
Yeah, it's really information model, but we still call ourselves the data model working group because that's the name Management Council gave us.
Okay, I don't have any strong preferences either way. I'm just trying to figure out how to label it in a minute. Okay.
It's really information model because we're still talking abstract, not concrete, you know, implementation, which would be data model stuff.
Hey guys, I have to go. There is an interesting messenger press conference on NASA TV if you're interested.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we were going to talk about ICD and CISAs, but no? You have to go?
Well, I didn't think it would take this long.
Oh. Okay.
Have you
been? I'll set up a separate telecon then.
Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Anybody wants to go over?
I've got 15 minutes. I've got another teleconference at 10:30, though.
So this is working group now?
Well, we just lost Susie.
I'm going to sign off.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we could still talk about...
There are people who think that the tech session is over and some working group is held onto the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's Joyner, Huber, King, Rye, and Simpson are on 1124's working group.
Okay, Mitch is gone.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep signing out.
All right, so that's...
Oh, Todd, you're on the working group.
Jesus.
Come back. Todd, you're on the working group.
Well, who's left then? Because Lyle's not here.
Lyle's not here. You and me and Dick.
Well, as I remember, we were waiting for Ron to do something, so I'm not sure that there's a whole lot to discuss.
You're waiting for me?
Aren't you going to rewrite something or propose an alternative to what we've been talking about before?
Ron Joyner had discussions with Sean Hardman and M. Kyanin, but concluded that L. Huber needed to be involved in those discussions. That's
Right.
from the January 9th minute.
Yeah, as I remember, we thought that maybe the case question could be done at the implementation level, and perhaps there wasn't any need to do anything more, but we needed the feedback from the technical people at Engineering Node.
Huh?
Sounds like Lyle needs to be involved.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the question is, so maybe I should sign off, too.
I don't know. I'm ready to just pull the thing, or well, however you do that at this point. I was all motivated to do it. Now I'm not.
I can't remember. Yeah, that was the issue. What were Lyle's concerns? We were making some real progress at one point, and then somebody stopped it in its tracks. I can't remember why, whether it was Lyle or somebody else.
Aren't there minutes?
Well, let me see if I can go back far enough to find minutes that reflect some progress on this. 24. Ron will contact Sean and Mike to discuss implementation options. Okay, we go back to 11:14. We have no update. 10:31.
If you're going through the minutes for the technical sessions, I don't think you'll find much.
Yeah, the consensus from the working group was to park this SDR, open a new SDR, and depending on the outcome of the new SDR, either reject this or reopen for discussion. We had had, that's right, we had a telecon, it was a working group telecon, where we had made a lot of progress. I don't know whether that ever got posted on its webpage. Let me see if I can find it. 11:24. Telecons. This doesn't indicate which are working groups and which are not.
I posted the new minutes, by the way.
Thank you. I saw that. Like I say, I don't know which of these are standard telecons and which of them are working groups. I mean, that would suggest I need to fix my interface to specify. Yeah, 10:31 is the last time I've got decent minutes on this issue.
Well, I'll give Lyle a call and ask him where we are.
Yeah.
We haven't done much. As I remember, we've sort of talked about this in the tech sessions and kind of came back to the same point that somebody needed to do something. And since it wasn't me, I've lost most of the detail.
Yeah, see, I think if I remember correctly, we had talked about this specific issue of adding the case to the character type. We decided, why stop there? Let's go whole hog and actually have a full character set definition added to the data dictionary.
Yeah, and I think somebody was going to try to figure out what that would take.
Right, and at first I think that was the working group, I thought, was happy with that, and then at the next telecon, somebody, I think it was Lyle, said, no, that's not what we agreed on, and that he had some further concerns, and that's where I got lost now. I don't know what happened after that.
Well, what I talked with Sean and Mike about was how they felt about hard coding in the, there's only a few anomalies to uppercase, right, which is path and description type keywords.
Okay.
No, it's note and description.
Well, and path can be
lowercase. No, I don't think so. No. Files and directory names are uppercase.
Okay.
Therefore, the path would be uppercase. You're forgetting your standards, Ron.
I don't think so. I thought we decided it was either all upper or all lower, but no.
No, we never decided that, Ron. A lot of people think that's how it works, but if you read the standards, it's all uppercase. A lot of the implementation is lowercase. But the standards still require upper.
We didn't pass an SDR?
No.
That allowed either all upper or all lower?
No, there was sort of a gentleman's agreement at the management council level that for people that were mounting CDs on things like Sun or Unix systems where the default was to lowercase, that they could go ahead and do that. But the basic archiving requirement has always been uppercase.
Hmm. Well, I have to...
That's why I got involved in this, because I'm I've always been interested in sort of backdoor SCRs. Because I don't think the SCR as originally written is a valid SCR because the assumptions that went into it are incorrect. However,
so I'm sending an email to Mitch.
If it had changed, is when we bumped up from 8.3 to 24.3.
You mean 27.3?
No,
I think that still requires uppercase.
So that may well be, but what I'm trying to do is find the SCR that discussed that. I can't. It's kind of frustrating.
I'm sending an email to Mitch because in my review comments I told him something that was different. So I'll wait for him to say something.
Well, people are always talking about... Well, this comes up when we talk about standards for DVDs.
Yeah, and there's the upper lowercase standard SCR still in draft format. That never got beyond that.
As I recall,
we spent so many hours arguing about that one.
Terry Anderson, as I recall, had very strong reasons for putting lowercase on DVDs because of some peculiarity with Windows, as I remember.
There's an issue where it does camel, it forces camel notation or something crazy.
Yeah, anyway, the operating system forces one case or the other, and my retort to that was, well, Sun users have been dealing with that for years, and why do PC users get to change the standards just because their operating system can't perform?
Okay, so then the only anomaly, back to our real question, was the note and description, which could be mixed case, right?
Yeah, and there was a question as to how many keywords fell into those categories and whether we wanted to.
So if we have those particular classes, why is that an anomaly? In what sense are note and text anomalies if they're defined as being able to permit lowercase letters?
They're
the only values in the data dictionary that are permitted to exist in non-uppercase. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're defined exceptions. I wouldn't say that they're anomalies.
No, I was worried if you were talking about specific keywords where they sort of violate the class rules.
Yeah, like data set ID.
Yeah.
That's where you start getting into, do you want to specify exactly which characters are permitted or not?
Right.
I think that's kind of where we left it, that people like Sean were going to chime in and tell us what was a reasonable approach.
Oh, anyway, I did talk to
him. That's it. You got it, Dick. It was the issue of what makes more sense. Okay, Lyle thought it made more sense from a programming point of view to have the programs hard-coded to deal with anomalies, exceptions, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. He thought it had made more sense to have it all defined in the data dictionary.
That's the
question on which we wanted to defer to the programmers.
Yeah.
Well, and I asked John that, and they would rather there be an external specification as opposed to having these rules defined within the application, hard-coded into the application.
Okay, and that's where perhaps Lyle needed to provide some input to them or hear the answer directly from them or whatever.
Right, because I thought Lyle deserved an opportunity to... I asked them a very straightforward question, to make the case and let them answer.
Respond.
And I think that's where we...
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe what you should do is, in trying to put together another telecon, invite Sean and or
Mike
onto the telecon so we can discuss that with them. That might make sense.
I'll do that. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I get all wrapped around the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, I know.
How come you're not down here anymore, Dick? I never see your little happy, merry face except a month ago.
Oh, I was down there just last Thursday. But I have to have an escort now.
Oh, that's right.
You do?
Yeah.
I still have what I consider to be a valid affiliates badge, but JPL has told me they won't recognize it, so I'm in this HSPD-12 limbo where I'm not even an employee, so I can't even join in the lawsuit.
So what do they do with people like Rita? Oh, she probably has a NASA badge. So
she probably said they could check her credit ratings for the last 2,000 years. A lot of people just didn't want to fight it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was actually down there and I called Steve. I wanted to talk about the PDS-3 specification, but I couldn't catch him.
Oh, okay, on Thursday?
Yeah, he said he was off talking to some government man who came around to help. Chuckle, chuckle. I'll be there again on Saturday if you want to come in.
Oh, no, thank you. I might be up in San Jose. I don't know.
Has one of us written down what we remembered so we can not have to reconstruct this again in the future?
It's in my feeble little brain cells now.
Elizabeth and I have refreshed ours, too.
All right. I'll try and scratch a note somewhere so I can remember.
Gotcha. By the way, I
have feeble brain cells now. They're completely warped, dehydrated, gone.
That's the benefit of child rearing.
Yes, exactly. Precisely.
You swap in young brain cells and you end up with old ones, and they don't work the same way.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done?
By the way, I wanted to thank you for bringing up the idea of a simple-minded digest version for this specification. I think that's what a model is.
Yeah.
It's a simplified thing.
Well, I understand in terms of them needing a full-blown model for the, to run software.
I agree that they have a PDS3 specification. I'm still waiting for the model, which would be intelligible to people like me.
Well,
so anyway.
Let's hope they do get the Reader's Digest version at some point. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Thank you for voicing support on that from the engineering side.
Well, I just was feeling frustrated that I felt like, am I the only one who's not getting this?
No. I've been trying to deal with this for the last 4 months. I offered to rewrite the introduction for Steve a long time ago, and then I realized I didn't get it.
I thought you were rewriting Anne's introduction.
I'm editing it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still dealing with the terminology, and it keeps changing, so I don't know when this is going to get finished. I'm traveling next week, so don't expect me to participate in anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Have a good one.
You too. We'll talk to you
Thank
guys
you.
Later. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.